pops off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pond, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. Basketball is on the brunch menu this morning at Morehead State's Johnson Arena as the MSU women's basketball team welcomes school children from the area to watch them take on the Wheeling University Cardinals out of West Virginia and NCAA Division II. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis along with my pal Wes Holland, courtside at Johnson Arena. The home hardwood has been kind to the Eagles so far this season. The only exception was a tough four-point setback to East Tennessee State in MSU's last outing 8 days ago. In today's Battle of the Birds, the Eagles will be facing a Cardinals squad that has exceeded expectations so far this fall. Picked ninth out of 12 teams in the preseason Mountain East Conference poll, Wheeling reeled off eight straight victories to start the season and comes in 8-1 after a loss to Charleston on Saturday. After this two-minute break, we'll talk with Coach Kayla Petrie. So stay with us here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper, swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream, the new flavor you deserve.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena for midday basketball. We're joined now by Morehead State coach Kayla Petrie as the Eagles get set to take on the Wheeling Cardinals out of Wheeling, West Virginia. Kayla, it's not very often you get to order off the breakfast menu for a pregame meal.
Hey, I'm excited. I think we played three education games last year, and they were, you know, obviously they were all on the road, and it is one of the coolest things You know, we bus in all these elementary school kids and have Baby Shark on the speaker and whatever other songs they like from whatever Disney movies out, and all the, what's it called, Kids Bop and all that stuff, where they turn the popular songs into the kids version of it. And I tell you, they are, it's probably a break for the teachers and a pleasant surprise, little Christmas surprise for us, because those kids are wired on sugar and fired up for the holidays. So I feel like they scream for about 2 hours. Yeah. So you may have to turn it down. But you may have to have your little headphone things on.
Crowd mic, keep it down just a little bit.
Yes, sir.
It'd be nice to have those kids screaming for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Does this change playing earlier in the day? Does it impact schedule and vibe with the team or anything? Or?
You know, I would say that normally, but the unique thing about our team is we practice every day at 10:30. So this is when we go. You know, we have Michaela Hall and Matilda Soderlund. Both of them are. We have a lot of really good students, but those two have a heavy, heavy science load, and so they have all kinds of labs, and we could not find any time to practice where we could have the whole team other than in the morning, and so this is our go time.
Taking on a team out of Division II, Wheeling, but they don't look like a typical D2 team. They're off to an 8-1 start and playing some awfully good basketball.
Yeah, here's the thing about the levels. Like, and I'm not just saying this. I coached Division II for 2 years in the Lone Star Conference in Texas at Angelo State. And the really good Division II teams are just as good as, you know, probably the bottom 150. If there's 350 in the country, you know, maybe even the bottom 200. You know, maybe they're right outside that top 150. So you got 60 Power Five schools, and then 60 or 70 mid majors, and then there's so much parity in women's basketball. The thing I think that is similar. Division II and to the OVC is it's very skilled, and you might can get by with a smaller post player. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be a 5'11", 6-foot girl that is just really, really fundamental, but knows how to use her body. But they're going to have speed. They're always going to have shooters. This team, that Wheeling, that we're about to play, I told our girls they better not overlook them, because, you know, up until day before yesterday, they were 8-0. Coach was coming on. She was the National Coach of the Week for, they call it Whoop Dirt, womenshoopdirt.com. She's done a really good job. It's her second year, and I don't know her. Don't know her at all, never met her, but I like what she does on film, and she's definitely got herself a squad put together very quickly.
One other thing, you talked about, you know, you don't want to overlook this team. Is that a concern with Louisville on the horizon just 2 days from now, and maybe looking ahead to that game at all?
Can we play Louisville?
Yeah.
Just kidding. You know me. I live one day at a time. I plan it all out. I plan about a month in advance, and I get everything on our calendar, and then I have my agenda every day. I live game to game, practice, game off, practice, game off, and we even got a quick turnaround for Louisville, but we haven't even mentioned them. I watched them play Kentucky yesterday after our practice, and they came away with the, what do they call it, title for the bluegrass, and you know, it's about 10 or 12 point game, but you know, no, I don't think that will have any bearing on today's game. What about the yellow jerseys? You like them?
I like them. Like them a lot. The yellow against red, and the yellow against green against Marshall. That worked out pretty well for you.
So yeah.
Maybe these are good luck charms.
Lucky.
Yep.
The girls don't like them.
I like them.
Me too.
At least for a change of pace.
You know what? That's all that matters is if you like them.
Well, you know, I'm glad you recognize.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Good luck today.
Thanks.
Coach Kayla Petrie back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Back at Johnson Arena, matinee basketball as Moorhead State's women get set to take on the Wheeling University Cardinals out of West Virginia. Let's take a look at these two teams. Wheeling off to an 8-1 start, coming off of their lone loss, falling to the University of Charleston 66-53 on Saturday. Their starting lineup features three guards and two forwards. The point guard is Kenzie Dalton, a 5'3 sophomore from Marietta, Ohio. Averages 5 points, 5 rebounds, and about 4.5 assists an outing. Shemaya Strayhorn, the two guard, a 5'7 junior from Cincinnati, Ohio. 14 points to lead Wheeling and 4.2 rebounds an outing. And Briley Rogers, the third guard, a 5'9 junior from Tauranga, Bay of Plenty in New Zealand. 12.5 points, 4.4 boards a game. Rachel Wilson and Jackie Hinesman are the two forwards. Wilson, a 6'2 redshirt sophomore from Carrollton, Georgia, 8.5 points, 5.5 boards a game. And Hinesman, a 5'9 grad student from Cincinnati, averaging 8.3 markers and 4.7 rebounds a game. Anya Kowalska is in her second season as Wheeling head coach. She's 22-16 over that span. Moorhead State off to a 3-5 start after a tough 56-52 loss to East Tennessee State 8 days ago. It's been a while since the Eagles have been on the court. Starting lineup today features Katie Novick at the point, a 5'9 freshman from Belarus, 9 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 5 assists a game. Veronica Charles, the two guard, a 5'4 senior from Benue State, Nigeria, 10.3 markers, 3.8 caroms, and 2 steals a game. And Melissa Secchiaroli, 5'10 junior out of Sourges, France, is the three guard, 11.3 points to lead Moorhead State, and 1.8 rebounds an outing. Blessing King will be a wing at 5'10, a sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, transfer from Florida Southwestern State, averaging 6 points and 8 rebounds a game. And Michaela Hall, the other forward, a 6'1 junior from Lawton, Oklahoma, transfer from Barton Community College in Kansas, averaging just under 2 points and 2.5 rebounds an outing. Coach Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle Helm, where she's 15-52. This is the first time Moorhead State and Wheeling have faced off in women's basketball. Wheeling, as we mentioned, an NCAA Division II program out of the Mountain East Conference. Our officials today, Chris Collins, Hannah Engel, and Peter Kowalski. We'll take one more break and come back and get set for tip-off right after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena on the campus of Morehead State University as the MSU women's basketball team gets set to take on the Cardinals of Wheeling University. Before we move any further forward, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis courtside with my partner, Wes Holland. Wes, good to be back with you, my man.
Hola, Mr. Lewis. It's great to see you at 11 o'clock
in
the morning.
Yeah, it's surprising we're this functional at 11 o'clock. See how long we can hang in there. Let's talk a little bit about this game before we get set for tip-off. For Morehead State, I think the formula today pretty simple, and it's what Coach Petrie's been preaching: defend, rebound, run.
Right, and especially when you've got a D2 opponent, running is an exhibition for the day on their end. Hopefully you get to tune up a few pointers on your team. And really that strategy, that style that she wants to run all the time, defend, rebound, run, rinse, wash, repeat.
Yep.
It's a great time to work on that, right? To focus on those fundamentals of your philosophy of basketball when you've got an opponent coming in here like Wheeling.
And on the opposite end, although this is a Wheeling team that's shown the ability to score the basketball this season, I think against a Morehead State Division I type opponent, slow down.
Right.
An ugly basketball.
Let's see how far in the mud we can get.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's make sure we can make this feel like molasses, really slow that pace, and most importantly probably is Morehead State will have a size advantage on Wheeling. It's getting those defensive rebounds if you're Wheeling. You cannot let Blessing King go off for five or six offensive rebounds, create extra possessions, get a lot of turnovers. You got to make sure that if you are going to slow it down, you secure that rebound on the back end.
And it's also a team, I think, Morehead State defensively has to make Wheeling earn every point. Don't give up cheap fouls. This is a Wheeling team that can shoot lights out from the free throw line. They come in shooting almost 77% from the stripe. As a team, of the eight players they have who have shot at least one free throw this year, only one is shooting below 70%.
That was what I was going to say. It's team-wide.
Yeah.
I mean, they're an amazing team from the stripe. Make sure you don't give them easy opportunities to stop the clock, slow that pace down, get free points. Because, you know, we say D2 opponent, but this team was 8-0 until just a couple of days ago.
Yep.
I mean, they've obviously got some talent. They do have a good coach. So you can expect this to be a bit of a fight.
Teams are on the floor, Morehead State, and it's yellow gold uniforms with blue letters and blue and white trim. Wheeling in red with black numbers and black and white trim. Morehead State wins the opening tip, and Katie Novick will control it out high on the left side. Top of the arc to Hall. Gives it up to Secchiaroli. She'll rotate top of the key. Finds Hall on the give and go. And Hall lays it up and in. And Morehead State with the quick 2-0 lead. Wheeling comes the other way. Kenzie Dalton running the point to Rogers. Out straight away to Hinesman. Swings it out wide left to Strayhorn. She'll dribble to the top of the key and give it up to Rogers. Near the hash on the far side to our left. Works with the left-hand dribble. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Spins around Novick and puts it off the glass and through. Nice offensive move there by Rogers to tie it up. Eagles come the other way. Novick holds the ball over her head, wide right, out to Hall. To the left hash now to Sekiaroli. Guarded man-to-man by Strayhorn, and Strayhorn will be called for a reach-in. That's the first foul of the game for either team.
A little bit of a hand check there, but it really, really wasn't a whole lot.
No.
Let's see if MSU goes back to that pick and roll. I mean, Hall was wide open off of that last one.
Wheeling already goes to its bench as Gracie Fairman, a 5'5 sophomore from Pittsburgh, PA, checks in. A lot of contact underneath, but no call and a turnover as Dalton did a nice job anticipating the passing lane, came away with the steal and went the other way uncontested for the layup to give Wheeling the 4-2 advantage. We've played almost a minute and a half here at Johnson Arena. Charles driving against Dalton, and Dalton will bump her, trying to prevent the penetration. That's the second foul of the quarter on Wheeling. And Morehead State will go to its bench as Novick will get a breather, and Paris McBride checks in for the first time. 5'6 redshirt junior from Richmond, Virginia. She'll take the inbounds pass out high. Works to the right side of the floor outside the arc. Gives it up to Hall. Over to Sekiaroli outside the hash on the left side. Puts it on the floor. Back to Hall at the top of the arc. Back to Sekiaroli now. She'll rotate around the apex of the arc. Kicks to McBride. Catch and shoot three just ahead of the shot clock, but it's too short. And the defensive rebound to Heinzman. She'll give it to Dalton, who gets it across midcourt, left side. Hands it off there to Fairman. Out straight away to Heinzman. Around to Rogers. Takes it to the right side of the lane, and she's called for an offensive push-off.
Rogers got a little frustrated on that D by Paris McBride there. Kind of threw her arm up right at her.
Yep. You mentioned it in the pregame, this quickness of this Morehead State lineup, probably the most that Wheeling has faced all season. Charles takes it from McBride at the top of the arc, finds Sekiaroli for a catch-and-shoot three in the right corner. It's too short off the iron, no, and Rachel Wilson skies for the rebound for Wheeling. Quickly the other way, Dalton behind the back dribble. Chest pass to Rogers. Tries to float it inside, pass deflected, and there to take it away on the steal, Blessing King to Charles. Crosses midcourt, gets it to Hall at the left point. Now to McBride, a lot of contact, but no call on Fairman. To Hall, now Sekiaroli, right side three, in and out, no, and another defensive rebound for Wilson, and another one-and-done trip for the Eagles.
Both of those were good shots by Sekiaroli, though. I mean, they were the right shot at the right time.
Dalton to the curling Fairman, who gives it up to Rogers. Gets it down underneath on the give and go to Fairman, and she's hacked as she tries to go up with that shot. It's blocked away, but she'll get free throws. Matilda Soderlund and Haley Rhodes will check in for Morehead State along with Jaden Rhodes. First foul of the quarter on Morehead State, that one against Paris McBride. And so Fairman will step to the free throw line for two.
Coach Petrie shuffling her lineup early yeah. And often. The first 2 minutes, we've had four subs.
Fairman cans the first free throw, makes it a 5-2 Wheeling advantage. Second is up, also good. Scoreboard showing 4-2 still, but it should be 6-2, I believe. Cardinals. McBride bumped, no call. Pass is deflected away, but tracked down high left by Haley Rhodes. Crossover dribble, drives left side of the lane. Fadeaway jumper, took contact, no good. King the offensive rebound to Soderlund. Bounce pass, low block to Rhodes. Up with the left hand and off the window and in. 6-4 now. Wheeling with the lead in the ball as Dalton streaks the other way, gets cut off in the lane by McBride, kicks it out to Fairman off the mark with a three-pointer, and Jaden Rhodes with the rebound for Morehead State. Underhands it to McBride, who comes up the left sideline, gives to the curling Soderlund, takes it into the key, finds Jaden Rhodes cutting from the left side, misses the layup, but she draws a blocking foul, I believe, against Fairman, and that's the fourth foul already in the quarter against Wheeling.
Boy, this has been a really physical game so far, Tom. There's bodies flying everywhere without fouls, let alone the ones that they're getting called.
That was the first on Fairman. Jaden Rhodes off the neck of the iron. No good with her first foul shot. Jaden doesn't get to the line much. Came in only one of two from the stripe on the year. She makes the second. So she's now 2 of 4 from the stripe on the season. And it's a one-point game. Wheeling with the lead and the ball. Brianna Henderson to the cutting Dalton left side. Gets cut off. Bounce pass into the far corner. Back around. And now it's Henderson with a left wing three. Air ball. McBride the backside rebound. She'll come the other way with the dribble. Being hounded all the way by Dalton. Scoops it up. It won't go. Almost lodged between the backboard and the rim. And then it gets deflected out of bounds. And I think Morehead State will keep it. Shot clock resets to 20. Eagles will inbound baseline far side. McBride to trigger. Gets it into Jaden Rhodes, who hands it right back to McBride. Out straight away to Soderlund. Stops left elbow, kicks to McBride. Three-pointer, again too short. Fight for the rebound. It's Blessing King, her second offensive rebound to Rhodes. Scoop, scores, and she's fouled. I believe that foul will go on Jackie Hinesman, who is still on the deck underneath the Morehead State basket.
And a wonderful shot fake by Haley Rhodes on that one. Had three people off their feet with one shot fake.
And the teams will head to their respective benches as Hinesman is tended to underneath the basket. And while they're taking a look at her, we'll go ahead and step out for a one-minute break. One-minute break. Morehead State up 7-6 on Wheeling here at the 5:33 mark, first quarter, here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Winger Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Never a bad time to count your blessings. One of our blessings is being able to serve you. Thanks for the opportunity. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Welcome back. Hinesman made her way to the Wheeling bench. Looked like she might have been holding her elbow. Haley Rhodes now at the free throw line. Ball does a dance and falls, and the old-fashioned three-point play gives Morehead State an 8-6 advantage. Fairman across midcourt, out to Wilson between the circles, who leaves it there for Rogers. Fairman comes back out from the right side and then dribbles around the top of the arc. Gives it up to Henderson, out to Rogers. Now to Dalton, 6 to shoot as she stops at the left elbow, gives to Henderson. Back to Dalton, feeds it down low, but too late. Pass was for Rachel Wilson. Good defense by Morehead State, denying the low post.
And let's give credit to Blessing King, who is a post player guarding the point guard, Rogers, out there. She was doing a great job on her.
Hall back on the floor for Morehead State as Jaden Rhodes will take a breather. Paris McBride running the point right now for Morehead State. She comes across the division line and gives it up to Soderlund, high right. To King between the circles, around to Haley Rhodes, and an offensive foul as Michaela Hall's nailed for an illegal screen. Point of emphasis this season, Wes, calling those moving screens a lot more closely.
And we've seen a lot of those. You can tell that Wheeling's been coached pretty well not to do it. They've missed a few screens, no contact.
That'll take us to a media timeout. 4:52 to play here at Johnson Arena. Morehead State with the 8-6 lead over the Wheeling Cardinals. Back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your holiday grocery shopping just got easier this week with the low prices you'll find at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. Our family USDA spiral sliced half ham is specially priced for only $2.49 a pound. Bob Evans family pack sides are just $4.49. Sara Lee classic cherry or strawberry cheesecake is only $5. And Bed's original ready rice is just $3. Everyone at Allen's IGA would like to wish you a happy holiday season. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Education Day as the Moorhead State women's basketball team hosts Wheeling, the elementary school kids in the lower arena here, enjoying some Taylor Swift and munching on some popcorn as we get set to return to action. Tom Lewis along with Wes Holland. Kenzie Dalton takes the inbounds pass for the Cardinals, gives it up to Fairman, out to Rogers between the rings. Couple of bounces over to Dalton, wide right. Entry pass on the bounce, down low to Wilson. Kicks it back out to Dalton, now to Fairman at the apex of the arc. Left wing three-pointer by Rogers, no good. It's too short. Secchiaroli, the floor rebound for MSU. Rogers has taken and made about 40% of the three-point shots for Wheeling this season. If the Eagles can keep her untracked, then their chances are much better today. Skylar Barnes on the floor, had to go to the floor to corral a loose ball. Got it to Michaela Hall, and a foul coming up on Dalton.
She defied physics to get that ball off of the floor and to Michaela Hall. I have no idea how that ball got out of there.
It's the fifth foul of the quarter on Wheeling, so Moorhead State should be in the bonus. That's foul number two on Dalton, and that's important. She's their floor general. She had 10 assists in a game earlier this season. She's a very capable ball handler and distributor. And so Hall, as a result, will go to the free throw line, drains the first. And Moorhead State now up 9-6. Misses the second, too short, but Secchiaroli, a strong offensive rebound. Her putback is way off the mark, and here comes Wheeling the other way after the defensive rebound. Rogers fakes the three, drives the lane, scoops with the left hand, rattles in and out, no good. Barnes the rebound for Moorhead State, gives it back to Novick. Novick will drive left side of the lane, stops low block, spins, scoops, scores. Nicely done by the freshman point guard.
And Dalton's speed is something that can't really be replaced on that Wheeling roster. She is fast.
Yep. Eagles with their largest lead at 11-6, about 3.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Taylor DePlaga on the floor for the first time, has the ball swiped from behind. Barnes comes up with the loose leather, and a foul called on DePlaga in frustration, and Moorhead State will go back to the free throw line.
It looks like we were a little prophetic on that one. This has definitely been nogged up.
Yeah.
This game has
Woo! A lot of contact everywhere, all the time.
Skylar Barnes, eyes, and is perfect with the first free throw. Skylar, a 60% free throw shooter on the year and limited trips to the stripe. Second foul shot rattles and falls. And the Morehead State lead extends to a game-high 7. Full court pressure. Wheeling handles it well. Duplaga, pull-up jumper left side, leaves it way short off the front of the iron, and the rebound deflected out of bounds baseline. Cardinals will keep it. 20 on the shot clock. Duplaga will trigger the inbound near side to our left. Gets it into Wilson, wide left. Puts it on the floor, drives into the lane against Hall, loses her footing, and is called for a travel. Wheeling, 0 of its last 6 from the floor, 3-minute, 34-second scoring drought. Novick across midcourt for Morehead State to Seki Aroli on the right wing. Crossover dribble against Henderson. Protects the ball and lays it up and in. And Morehead State on a great run right now. 13-0 run. And it's now 15-6 Eagles. Jumper from the left point just inside the three-point line by Fairman is good. And that ends the Wheeling scoring drought and makes it 15-8 Morehead State. Novick spin move in the lane. Too strong with the left-handed layup. Wilson with the rebound. Excuse me, make that Katie Coolbank on the floor for the first time. Freshman out of Baird, West Virginia. Rogers gets around Barnes, who fell to the floor defensively, missed the layup. Coolbank with the rebound, but she has the ball stripped from behind by Charles. Ends up in the hands of Seki Aroli, who stops as she reaches the left hash in the offensive end. Back out to Charles. Can't get around her defender. Fairman, bounce pass to Hall inside the key. To Barnes, lost the handle. Misses the 17-foot jumper. There was a lot of contact after she released the ball, but no foul call, and it goes out of bounds to Wheeling.
Well, Coolbank figured out that if you are big, you do not put the ball on the ground around B. Charles. Somebody missed that one in the scouting report.
Charles, probably the smallest player on the floor, but loves hanging out down low defensively. Here comes Fairman across midcourt, running the point with Dalton on the bench. Gives it up to Coolbank. Guarded closely by Hannah Hicks, who's making her first appearance in Morehead State blue and gold. Hicks, a 6'1 junior from Cleveland, Ohio. Cross-court pass attempt is off the mark by Wheeling, and Morehead State will get it on another Wheeling turnover. Number 6 of the first quarter against the Cardinals. Paris McBride running the point for Morehead State. Gives it high right to Haley Rhodes, to Veronica Charles. Comes around a pick. Gets cut off on the baseline, and she steps on the end line, and that's another Morehead State turnover, number 3.
Yeah, despite that stretch where they were outscored 13-0, this is only a 7-point game right now, Tom. I mean, their defense is hanging in there.
Eagles shooting only 36% and 0-4 from outside the arc. Henderson with the basketball, gets it across the division line, floats to the left, and underhands it there to Strayhorn. Seems to be wanting a clear out. Kicks it far side to Fairman, out to Duplaga. Cut off at the left elbow. Back to Fairman. She'll drive the right side, gets to the low block, and has her shot blocked away out of bounds by Hicks. Hicks, a transfer from Jamestown Community College, missed most of the season up to this point with an injury and finally getting some playing time here today. And a 5-second violation as Veronica Charles face guarding Strayhorn. Strayhorn couldn't find an open body, and 7th turnover of this quarter against the Cardinals.
Very little movement on Wheeling's part in that inbounds play. Kind of hung her out to dry.
66 ticks remain here in the opening quarter. Charles drives, scoops, scores. B. Charles with that great quickness blew by everybody, and it's a 9-point ball game now, 17-8 Eagles. Fairman Gives it to Strayhorn. Good fake to get around. Charles scoops it up. It's off the mark, but Soderlund, with weak side defense, didn't get over quite quickly enough, and she's called for the foul.
It was really interesting. She didn't go with her arms straight up. She kind of just put them in front of her and waited to run into her. It was
kind of like the Frankenstein monster walk.
I think that was just a mental lapse on Soderlund's part right there.
Doing her Walking Dead zombie imitation.
Wait a second. Where do my arms go? Oh, I'll just put them here. Let's do that.
Strayhorn on the mark with free throw number one. 17-9 now, Morehead State's lead. Second free throw up, also good. And so the Cardinals reach double figures as a team at the 48-second mark of quarter number one. McBride, crossover dribble against Duplaga, into the far corner to Charles. 21 to shoot, gives it to Hicks, and she takes one extra step before putting the ball on the floor. Another Morehead State turnover.
Yeah, you mentioned plenty of emphasis on the screens. The catch and the shuffle has been another one we've seen a lot of this year.
6 second difference on the shot and game clocks. 27 to shoot as Whelan gets it into the offensive end. Strayhorn across to Henderson, guarded closely by McBride on the arc. At the left elbow, works it down the left side of the lane, kicks it back out for a straightaway three by Fairman. No good. Tries to track down her own rebound, gets tied up, and Whelan will keep it. Shot clock will be turned off with 18.7 seconds to play in the opening quarter.
Wheeling's had a couple of really good looks at three. If they hit one or two of those, this is a different looking game.
Totally different. Both teams are 0-for from outside the arc so far today. Strayhorn gets around Charles, gets around Haley Rhodes, but then is called for a travel. A lot of contact down low, but the far side official, Peter Kowalski, said that was steps, not a foul. So the eighth turnover of this first quarter now on Wheeling. They came in averaging 16.7 turnovers a game. McBride to Seki Aroli, out to Haley Rhodes, who swings it left wing to Charles. Gets cut off trying to penetrate, out to Seki Aroli. High arcing three, air ball. Haley Rhodes the rebound, and that's how the first quarter comes to an end. So slow start for Morehead State, but the Eagles find their groove, and they'll go to the bench after one quarter, leading Wheeling 17-10. We'll take a break and come back with our second quarter after this here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Line X of Morehead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Ten minutes in the books here at Johnson Arena. Matinee women's basketball on this Education Day. And Morehead State with the 17-10 lead as we get set for second quarter action. Courtside here at midcourt, Tom Lewis along with my buddy Wes Holland. Wes, your thoughts on the first 10 minutes of play?
Don't set me up like that. Come on.
Hey, you signed up for the game.
You're going to make me actually say what I'm thinking right now, Tom. That was ugly. God, that was ugly. So, but we mentioned that was what the plan would be from Wheeling. It's very physical. I know I've mentioned that once or twice, but every single possession, our bodies somewhere on the floor, contact being made. And if you're MSU, a good team has to know how to dictate that tempo.
Right.
So they're going to have to learn to get that speed, get that run, get that space.
Eagles will have the basketball as we start second quarter of action. Haley Rhodes takes the underhand and will drive left side of the lane. No good, but a good putback by Michaela Hall. And that's a 9-point lead now for Morehead State as Hall has her fifth point. Quickly the other way, Wheeling. Pull-up jumper, a little floater on the far side by Strayhorn off the mark, but she was fouled by Melissa Secchiaroli trying to defend. Strayhorn got around Secchiaroli, and Melissa got her on the arm as she tried to get rid of that basketball.
I don't think Mel need to make that swat on that ball. The defense did a good job getting back and getting in position, even though they were outnumbered.
Strayhorn cashes in with the first of two free throws. Second one up, also good. So the leading scorer on this Wheeling roster on the season makes it a 19-12 Morehead State advantage. Novick out between the circles to Haley Rhodes. One bounce back to Novick at the left hash. One dribble, skip pass to Secchiaroli. Catch and shoot right side three. Rims in and out as it scoops away, and DuClaga the rebound. To Fairman, quickly ahead, tried to get it underneath to Wilson, but airmailed the pass off of her fingertips out of bounds.
And that's a very uncharacteristic 0-for-4 from Secchiaroli today.
Yeah.
40% plus on the season.
Yep. Second leading three-point shooter in the OVC up to this point of the season. She'll get a break as Soderlund checks back in for Morehead State.
Nice when you can replace her with an equally deadly three-point shooter.
Yeah, both of them shooting over 40% from three on the year. Soderlund with the ball. Out between the rings to Novick, back to Soderlund. She'll try a three-pointer left wing, and it lodges between the rim and the backboard. And alternating possession will give it to Wheeling. Played just under a minute in the second quarter. Morehead State a 7-point lead. Morehead State's national champion cheerleaders will wedge or get the ball out of that wedge so we can continue play.
Well, now that's a fun way to get the ball out of the rim there.
A little stump maneuver. Whitaker Bank by the numbers. 0-for-12 combined, these two teams from three-point range so far. Henderson, the basketball. Out straight away to Fairman. Feeds down low to Wilson. Her spin move is way off the mark, and we've got a whistle and stoppage in play and a foul on Morehead State on the rebound attempt. Veronica Charles checks back in. Haley Rhodes will check out. I thought that was a foul. Yes, Haley Rhodes called for the personal. Turnover as Novick comes up with the loose basketball, gets it ahead to Soderlund. She'll slow it down as she crosses the division line left side. Underhands it to the curling Charles. She'll take it down the right side of the lane. Cut off. Bounce pass out to King to Soderlund. Passes up a three. Goes to Novick. Tries to feed the low post to Hall. She'll save it back in bounds, but it's picked off by DuClaga. She'll come the other way for the Cardinals. Gives it up to Strayhorn. Floats it inside to Wilson. Low block extended. Fires it back out to Henderson to reset in the Eagle logo. Gets around her defender, pull-up jumper, right elbow off the back of the iron. A couple of times, no good, and Hall will track down the loose ball. Gives it to Charles, who will come the other way, splits the center circle for Morehead State, looks to the bench for a signal. Works right side of the lane, gets around Wilson, and scoops it up and through off the glass. 21-12, Morehead State's lead.
I will never be ceased to be, or never cease to be amazed at how V. Charles gets shots up in the paint.
Fairman around to Strayhorn. Wide left. Puts it on the floor. Step back jumper from just inside the arc, and she drains it. Left point. And it's 21-14 MSU, the lead in the ball.
Beautiful stop between the leg dribble. Just completely lost her defender.
Novick works from the right side to the left side of the arc. Gives it up to Charles. She'll drive to the low block. Tries to get the shot up, and she's fouled by Wilson. And that will put V. Charles at the free throw line.
You know, Tom, this is the V. Charles we haven't seen a lot of this year.
No, we really
haven't. Attacking at the rim. She was so good at it last year. I'm really glad to see her going back to getting into the post a little
and
more.
And even with Novick on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
First foul of the afternoon on Wilson. And the first of the quarter on Wheeling as Charles makes the first of her two free throws. Excellent free throw shooter. Came in at 85.7% from the foul line. 22-14, the Morehead State lead. And the second rims in and out. I jinxed her. Figures. Fairman with the basketball for Wheeling. Gives it up to Henderson. She'll retreat. Guarded by Novick man-to-man. Scoops it off to Fairman, out to Strayhorn. Nice find down low as she found the cutting Gracie Fairman. I don't know how she saw her, but put that pass right on the money, and Fairman lays it in.
I blame you for that one, too. That was part of the jinx.
This is all my fault.
You're the cooler. I'm sorry,
blown
Tom.
It. It's over. Novick to Soderlund outside the arc. It's cut off back to Novick. Crossover dribble against Henderson. Kicks to Soderlund. Three-point try again. Too strong. Fight for the rebound on the floor. Novick and Henderson. And it looks like they're going to award a timeout to Wheeling. I thought you had to have possession of the basketball to call timeout. And that will stretch to a media timeout. 6:21 to play here in the second quarter. Morehead State leads Wheeling 22-16. Back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardy's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardy's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State's women's basketball team leading Wheeling, West Virginia, 22-16, 6:21 to play in the first half. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. And Wes, let's do a Whitaker Bank by the numbers here while we've got a moment. That one stat that you absolutely love that doesn't actually show up on a column, but EPs, extra possessions.
Man, extra possessions. Five more turnovers for Wheeling and one fewer offensive rebound. That is six extra possessions. And look how many extra shots Morehead State has gotten over them.
Six.
Right. And so the rebounding numbers look great for Wheeling. They got 14. Morehead has 12. But that's because Morehead's taking six more shots. And nobody's hitting any shots.
Nope.
So those are rebounds.
Morehead State will extend the defensive pressure full court, but now drop off as the inbounds comes to Henderson. She'll trot across midcourt, splitting the eagle beak. Goes right elbow to Wilson. Holds the ball. Now back out to Henderson on the left point. She'll rotate and gets it down low to Wilson. Over to DePlaga, back out to Henderson. Five to shoot as she drives the lane, puts it up over the extended arms of Hall. No good, no victory rebound for Morehead State. She'll come up the left sideline ahead to Charles. Drives, gets cut off by Strayhorn, pass deflected, but taken in by Soderlund, and she'll get it back out to Novick to reset. Novick to Charles on the right wing, outside the arc. Bounce pass to Novick straight away. Drives left side. Up and under move, scoops it up too strong off the glass, and Fairman, the rebound for the Cardinals. Up the right side to DePlaga. Takes it to the low block over Soderlund. Crawls over the iron, no good, and Hall, another defensive rebound for Morehead State. To Charles as the Eagles play with a little bit of tempo. Now kick it back out to Novick on the right hash, just in front of us. Crossover dribble, kicks to Charles, fakes the three, takes it to the free throw line, pull-up jumper from there, too strong. And Strayhorn, the rebound for Wheeling. Over the top of the defense to Wilson, left open underneath, and she'll scoop and score. Back to a four-point ball game, 22-18 MSU.
And back on this end, Wilson and Hall is getting very personal. That is a dogfight down there.
We will keep an eye on that. Novick to Charles, hands it right back to Novick, back to Charles between the circles. Retreats with the dribble, now moves forward again. Kicks it into the near corner to Novick. Three-point try on the money, the first triple of the game for either team. And it moves the Morehead State lead back out to 7, 25-18. Eagles now 1 of 9 from deep. Whitaker Bank by the numbers. Wilson at the free throw line to Henderson, floats it low block to Strayhorn. She's forced back outside the arc by Charles. Crossover dribble, gets around her, kicks near corner to Fairman, to Henderson, off the mark with her three from the left wing, but Strayhorn, the backside rebound, shot clock will reset. Just under 4 minutes to go in the first half. Fairman comes around a high screen from Wilson, and Morehead State's Katie Novick will be called for the personal foul, trying to fight through that screen.
I mean, Novick's tough.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure she can knock over Wilson like that. It might be a little bit of acting in there.
Yeah, a little bit. Novick with only her first foul. She has dealt with foul trouble a lot this year, so if you're a Morehead State fan, that's good. She's only got one right now. Briley Rogers gives it to Wilson. Right elbow extended. Floats it underneath to DePlaga. Reverse layup is good. And it's now 25-20 Morehead State. Seki Aroli stops at the left hash. Keeps her dribble. Gives it to Charles. Around to the right wing to Haley Rhodes. To her twin sister, Jaden. Picks up her dribble top of the key and gives it to Charles. Wide right. One dribble. Out to Seki Aroli. She travels.
Same call. Shuffle of the feet on the reception of the ball.
Turnover number six on Morehead State here in the first half. Fairman continuing to man the point for Wheeling with their starting point guard Dalton on the bench with two fouls. Rogers between the rings gives it by left to Strayhorn. Hesitation move, gets around Veronica Charles and lays it up and in. You don't see that happen very often.
This is a three-point game, Tom.
25-22, the Eagles with the lead in the ball. Charles cut off. She'll have to float it back out top to Seki Aroli. Hands it off to Haley Rhodes. Tries to blow by her defender and does, and scoops it off the glass and through. Good aggressive drive there by Haley Rhodes. give her 5 points. Make it 7 points. And that leads Morehead State 27-22. The Eagle lead. Fairman backs it out between the rings. Now floats to the left. Picks up her dribble. Guarded by Rose. Tried to float it underneath to Wilson, but way too strong with the pass, and it'll go out of bounds baseline to Morehead State. 11th turnover of the first half on the Cardinals. Skylar Barnes checks back in for Morehead State as Jaden Rhodes will get a breather.
I think Coach Kowalska is trying to get through the entire first half without throwing Dalton back out there.
Yeah, seems to be, and so far hanging right in there. Only a 5-point game, just over 2 minutes to play. Haley Rhodes to Charles on the left wing. Walks it back up the arc, hands it off to Barnes. Finds Charles on the give and go underneath. Can't get it to go. Shot was deflected, but Blessing King, another offensive rebound. Seki Aroli, a rainbow three, left wing, no good. And the rebound will be corralled by Wilson. Haley Rhodes almost had it, but could not control. And so Strayhorn will walk it across midcourt for the Cardinals. Between the circles, gets around one screen, kicks it here into the near corner to Fairman, but it was off the mark. Out to Rogers, three-pointer left wing, off the front of the iron, no. Rebound tipped out of bounds, I believe, by Wilson, and Morehead State will get possession.
Oh, that was dangerous. Rogers, a 35% three-point shooter,
wide open. As we mentioned, she has taken and made 40% of the Cardinals' three-pointers on the year. Paris McBride will work the point for Morehead State. Comes across the division line, right side. Gives to Haley Rhodes, out to Seki Aroli, to Blessing King. Crossover dribble, left side. Floater from about 12, off the mark. Rebound is tipped out of bounds off of King's hand. And team rebound will go to Whelan.
I'm pretty sure 8-foot floaters is not what Coach Petrie wants Blessing King taking.
No, no. Full court pressure applied by Morehead State. McBride kicks the intended inbounds pass, so we'll try it again. 66 seconds to play here in the first half. Inbounds comes to Fairman. She'll be dogged man-to-man by Haley Rhodes as she gets it into the front court. Standing dribble. Picks it up. Bounce pass to Wilson on the left point just inside the arc. Out to Alana Jones, who's on the floor for the first time. She'll try an 18-foot jumper. It's no good. King initially had the rebound. Now it's loose and finally controlled by Wheeling. And we've got a stoppage and, I believe, a clock issue. Game clock showing 40 seconds, shot clock 17. As Rogers will inbounds, gets it into Wilson, who gets it right back to Rogers. Drives right side, scoops over Blessing King and scores. 27-24, Morehead State the lead in the ball. Only about a 1 second difference between shot and game clock. Skylar Barnes tries to drive the left baseline and she's cut off by Wilson, who will be called for the personal. Number two on Rachel Wilson. Only the second of the quarter on Wheeling. And that will necessitate Katie Colbank returning, and Wilson will go to the bench.
You would not believe watching this first half that there are only 14 fouls so far.
Yeah, it has been ugh. Like you said, that's kind of what we expected.
Well, and if the officials are going to let you play that way for the most part,
yep,
you take a couple of those.
Barnes will inbounds, gets it into King on the far side in the corner, out to McBride. Only 2/10 of a second difference between shot and game clocks. McBride into the lane, her shot's blocked. King had it momentarily, but now here comes Alana Jones the other way for the Cardinals. Down by 3-4 to play in the half. Ball dribbled off of the foot of Fairman, but last touched by Morehead State. And so Wheeling will have a chance to inbound with 1.8 seconds left on the clock. They'll inbound from the baseline far side. And it's taken away by Haley Rhodes, and that's how the first half will come to an end. 20 minutes in the books here at Johnson Arena, and probably a little closer for comfort than Morehead State would like going to the locker room as they lead the Division II Cardinals of Wheeling University only 27-24. We'll come back and talk a little bit about the first half right after this break here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Your halftime score. Morehead State leading Wheeling at halftime. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. And Wes, we anticipated coming into this game that Wheeling would want to play a scrappy, rugged, actual ugly kind of style. And so far, that's what we have seen. They've been pretty effective in doing that, and as a result, they're still very much in this game, 27-24.
Yeah, you look for the right word to use for it, but it really was a nugget up kind of half. I mean, it's a lot of contact everywhere, all across the court. And yeah, Wheeling won the second quarter without their point guard playing almost any of it.
Yeah.
Dalton got an early second foul, and Kowalski kept her on the bench.
Dalton on the season came in averaging 34 minutes a game and played 5 minutes 47 seconds of that first half.
So, and you look at the field goal percentage, 33-36, 10% for MSU on 3, 0 on Wheeling. Those are some Whitaker Bank stats there. But, you know, plus 6 extra possessions for Morehead. I mean, they got a 3-point lead. That's really all it comes down to for them to even have a lead at this point is right. The fact that they've gotten fewer turnovers and one more offensive rebound.
Yep. Eagles lead by 3. They've got a 5-point advantage in second chance points as a result of that, 7-2. And so that pretty much takes care of your 3-point margin for Morehead State. But if you're the Eagles, Coach Caleb Petrie, Wes, you cannot be happy with that 33% field goal percentage and only 1 of 10 from outside the arc, coming in as one of the better three-point shooting teams in the OVC so far this year.
No, the Masons Union is very upset that they're taking away some of their work here tonight. How about that one, Tom?
Laying some bricks.
Woo-hoo,
the Academic Athletic Center. But 20 more minutes of basketball to go, and it could get prettier.
Oh, it could.
And you know what? I'm not sure the kids here on Education Day care all that much.
No, they do not. They're just waiting for Baby Shark time.
Enjoying their Encanto music and continuing to munch on that popcorn and having a great time. So we are too. Just wish the basketball were a little bit prettier if you're a Morehead State fan, but the Eagles do have the 3-point halftime lead. We'll step out, come back with our MSU halftime feature, and then come back with a deeper dive on some of our halftime numbers as we continue here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. This edition of Moorhead State Today was recorded in the offices of our guest, MSU President Jay Morgan.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you.
So at the most recent Board of Regents meeting, of course, they covered lots of topics, mm-hmm. but the two that we're here to talk about today are some new facilities on campus, and one of those is a residence hall. I believe they heard the results of a feasibility study. Can you mm-hmm. kind of summarize that for us?
Sure, I'd be glad to. As you know, our campus is doing a lot of renovation, primarily a lot of painting and carpet replacement and broken windows and doors and all kinds of things. But we're also, building two new buildings, one of which our Board of Regents just approved at our homecoming meeting. And it's going to be a new residence hall. Right now, we're looking at a residence hall that will be somewhere in the neighborhood of holding about 300 to 320 students. So we're excited about it.
We're also looking at a science and engineering mm-hmm. ability. Can you talk about the need for that and where we are at that process?
Yes. About a year to year and a half ago, the Commonwealth of Kentucky, not Moorhead State University, appropriated $98 million to build a new science and engineering building here on our campus. Lappin Hall, which we house most of our science in right now, was built in the 30s, I believe 1937, 36, 37, 38. Mm. So it's approaching 85 to 90 years old as well, and just not a good place to be teaching science. Mm. We're going to be building 120,000 square foot, four-story, pretty massive new science and engineering building, and that will actually be on the downhill slope. We're actually in the parking lots below Hal McDowell Building. Right now we're in the architectural planning process. It's coming along very good. I would think you would see some activity over there this coming summer of 2024, and a whole lot of noise probably in the fall of 24. And it's probably going to take about 2.5 years from that point to construct the building and get in it, and it will replace Lappin and Lloyd Cassidy.
Lots of updates on campus. Thank you so much for explaining them to us today.
You're very welcome. Good to be with you.
This has been Morehead State Today with our guest, MSU President Jay Morgan. I'm Samantha Morrill. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
Time at Johnson Arena. Morehead State's women's basketball team with a 27-24 advantage over the Cardinals of Wheeling University out of West Virginia. Let's take a look at some of your first half numbers. Wheeling was 9 of 25 from the floor, 36%, 0 of 7 from deep, and 6 of 6 from the free throw line. MSU 10 of 30 from the field, 33.3%. Only 1 of 10 from downtown and 6 of 9 from the stripe, 66.7%. Eagles got out-rebounded in the first half, 19-17. Did have a one-board advantage on the offensive glass, 7-6. 12 turnovers by Wheeling in the first half. Morehead State only coughed it up 7 times. And second-chance points, probably the biggest difference here in the game so far, as the Eagles have a 7-2 advantage in second chance points. Individually, Shamaya Strayhorn led the way for Wheeling in the first half with 8 points along with 3 rebounds. 6 points for Gracie Fairman off the bench. 4 points for Briley Rogers. 2 points apiece for Wilson and Dalton and Duplaga. For Morehead State, pretty balanced score sheet. 7 points for Haley Rhodes to lead the way. 5 points each for Michaela Hall and Veronica Charles, as well as for Katie Novick. 2 points each for Seki Aroli and Barnes. And 1 point for Jaden Rhodes. Again, your halftime score. Morehead State leading Wheeling, West Virginia, 27-24. We'll be back with our second half after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
27-24, Moorhead State leading Wheeling as we get set for second half action. Here at courtside, Tom Lewis along with Wild Wild West Holland.
At least it's not worldwide, West, today.
Coach Holland, if you're on that Moorhead State staff, what are you saying to your team at halftime?
Outside of the paint peeling off the walls, no, I'm just kidding. I'm sure there were some interesting discussions. But really, they've got to do what they've been doing, which is they've got to play their style of basketball, not get caught up in Wheeling's style of basketball. They've got to create space. They've got to keep moving. They've got to be running. If you allow them to make contact, they're going to, right? So you've got to keep that motion flowing. You've got to keep that offense moving. If you get stuck in iso ball, like we were seeing with Mel and V, particularly down on the offensive end, well, then everybody else is standing still,
right?
Which means that they're going to have a body on it. And so you've got to keep that motion moving. As soon as that ball comes off the rebound, you've got to sprint down the court. You got to create space when a team wants to ug it up and get physical with you.
Right, right. And in the early games this season, that ball movement and avoiding isolation ball, we both thought they're doing a much better job this year of avoiding isolation basketball.
Look completely different, Tom.
Yeah, yeah. Eagles do have the basketball as we start the second half, and Veronica Charles will be on the point. Gets it to Seki Aroli near the right hash. Back out to Charles. She'll swing it left side, intended for Rhodes, but it's deflected out of bounds by Kenzie Dalton. Back on the floor for the Cardinals with those two personal fouls as we start the second half. Both teams, I think, going with their original starting fives. 14 on the shot clock as Charles dribbles out high. Bounce pass between the circles to Haley Rhodes to Charles. 7 to shoot. She'll drive to the low block. Nice up and under move. Reverse layup is good. So the Eagles draw first blood here in the second half, and it's 29-24 MSU.
And that's exactly what they did. They came out with a set out of bounds and a set offensive play just to create that motion, that spacing.
Riley Rogers lofts it to Wilson at the right elbow, gives it right back to Rogers, picks up her dribble on the left elbow, gets it back out to Strayhorn. Strayhorn comes around a high screen, working against Haley Rhodes, cut off, 3 on the shot clock. Gets it to Dalton, tried to shoot, and had her shot blocked in her hands by Veronica Charles. Shot clock violation against the Cardinals.
She may have the quickest hands in the OVC, Tom. V. Charles, those hands, that activity is tough.
I was going to say, I'd like to see the ones that are any faster, but I don't think you could see them if they're faster than V's. Haley Rhodes drives down the left side of the lane, gets cut off by Wilson at the block, and she'll float it back out high left to Charles. Comes down the right side of the arc, gives it up to Seki Aroli, who's cut off on the baseline. Tried the bounce pass down low to Blessing King, and it's deflected out of bounds by a Wheeling defender, and Moorhead State will inbound with 8 to shoot.
And Coach Petrie asking for the shot clock. Yep, there we go. Get reset.
Reset to 20. And looks like we're going to change it again. Back down to 8. I didn't see a shot.
Mm-mm.
It was an entry pass, not a shot. Charles gets it inbounds to King near the far corner, hands it back to Charles. She'll take it into the lane. Scoops high off the glass. No. Hall, another strong offensive rebound. Put back won't go. And Wheeling will win the fight for the rebound. It's Dalton. Here come the Cardinals in transition. Strayhorn goes to the floor, but Wheeling will keep possession. Out to Dalton, now to Rogers, wide right, out straight away to Strayhorn. One dribble, step back three-pointer straight away off the mark. No, Offensive rebound to Wilson. Couple of dribbles. Tried to spin around Hall. Missed the shot. And it looks like Morehead State will get it. But Blessing King on the floor in pain. Foul is going to go on Strayhorn of Wheeling. She's their leading scorer both on the season and today. She has 8 points this afternoon. And she will go to the bench with her second personal. It's the first of the quarter on the Cardinals, and Blessing King now being tended to by Morehead State trainer Kyle Wolf. So she's flexing her left knee, her right knee, excuse me. We'll go ahead and take a 1 minute break. Well, actually, she's about to come off the floor, so we'll keep it here.
Good to see her walking off like that.
That's a little ginger, but not much of a noticeable limp. So hopefully it was nothing too significant.
And you point something out accidentally, very important for Morehead State in this second half, is, you know, Rogers is their second leading scorer and their best outside threat. She never really got going in the first half.
No, she did not.
They're going to have to be real careful. She obviously can score in bunches when she wants to.
Eagle basketball to come 94 feet. Charles walks it across midcourt. Kicks it left wing to Jaden Rhodes. Right back to Charles. Working man-to-man against Dalton. Stops the right elbow. Gets it underneath to Haley Rhodes, who's called for a walk.
And there were three people sitting still in the paint on that offensive possession.
Eagles will again extend the defensive pressure. Inbounds comes to Dalton, gets it back to Rogers. She'll work it ahead against Secchiaroli, loses the handle. And a little bit of a cheap foul coming up against Melissa Secchiaroli here. Looked like pretty good defense applying pressure, but a little too close for Hannah Ingles' liking, or far side official. Second foul against Mel, first of the quarter. Rogers gets around Haley Rhodes, puts it off the window and through.
On cue.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
That one's on me. That one's on me.
3-point lead again for Morehead State as it's 29-26. Haley Rhodes gets it out to Veronica Charles. Crossover dribble against Dalton. Out of Secchiaroli. Wide open left wing three. Off the mark, too short. And Dalton will track down the rebound. Has it swatted away from her out of bounds. And so Wheeling will baseline inbound.
So I don't know if you noticed, but the defense on Wheeling now has decided they are going to let them shoot threes. As poorly as Morehead State shot them in the first half, they walled up. When V. Charles came around on that curl, you had three Wheeling defenders walled up right in front of her.
You see, I didn't notice that as the inbound is deflected out of bounds by Charles, but that's why you're here. That's your job.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
That's right. That's right. Rogers will trigger the inbounds. Again, full court pressure. It comes into Fairman. And the Eagles will back off defensively. Secchiaroli guards Fairman as she crosses midcourt. She'll underhand it to Dalton, wide right. Bounce pass out top to Rogers. Couple of dribbles. Finds Fairman left wing, gives it off there to Heinzman. Takes it into the lane, gets cut off. Back out to Dalton. Five to shoot, working against Charles. Stops at the free throw line, gives it to Wilson. That's not the shot they wanted. It did catch rim, though, and Heinzman, a fortuitous offensive rebound off the floor to Rogers, three-pointer. It's off the mark wide and will trickle out of bounds. Morehead State will get it back.
It's the third wide-open three-pointer Wheeling has had in this second half.
Wheeling.
Pay attention to that.
From three-point range, 0 of 9 on the game. Morehead State, 1 of 11. 1 of 20 combined in this game from deep. Whitaker Bank by the numbers. Katie Novick back on the floor running the point for the Eagles. Gives it to the curling Charles on the left side to Jaden Rhodes. One bounce. Shot may have been partially blocked by Wilson. Backside rebound to Charles. Forces it up. Draws the foul. Didn't get the shot to go, but she'll get free throws.
Where did she come from?
I have no idea. Her hands aren't her only quick asset. She's
wow.
Just quick. Soderlund will check back in for the Eagles. Jaden Rhodes back to the bench. And another substitution, this one for Wheeling, as Brianna Henderson will replace Wilson. Wilson with three personal fouls now.
This is a remarkably small lineup on the floor for Wheeling. Boy, now, Rogers sure is your largest player out there.
Rogers stands a whopping 5'9". Heinzman also listed at 5'9". Charles got the first to go. 30-26 Morehead State lead. One more free throw to come, and it's right on the money. Charles now with 9 points. Dalton gets it across midcourt against Charles. Underhands it to Fairman, out to Rogers. She'll float near the left hash and underhand it there to Henderson. Back to Rogers on the left side. Drives against Novick. Scoops. Way too strong. Ball tipped away, and Fairman will track it down left side. Keeps her dribble, working in against Secchiaroli to Rogers. Back out straight away to Dalton. Nice crossover dribble against Charles. And scoops and scores. Man, oh man, that was a pretty play by Dalton.
Wow.
31-28, the Eagle advantage as they have the basketball. Novick dribbling near the right hash. Now comes out between the rings over to Soderlund on the right wing. Feed down low on the bounce to Hall, and she's called for steps. And a good call.
Yeah, Dalton looked like she had that ball on a string on the last possession. That was impressive.
Hall will go to the bench as Blessing King checks back in for Morehead State, the 5'10 sophomore from Columbus. Again, full court pressure applied by the Eagles as Henderson takes the inbounds pass, working against Soderlund. Gets a good screen out high in the center circle to Rogers. Pick and pop for Rogers, and she hits a three-pointer. That's the first of the game for Wheeling. And obviously the first three-pointer of the game for Rogers.
Sometimes I wish I wasn't right, Tom.
We are all tied at 31. Novick standing dribble right wing. Nearly has it tapped from behind, but keeps it to Soderlund. Back out to Novick. Swings it now left side to Charles. Drives off the angle. Misses the scoop shot too short. Out of bounds off of Morehead State. And Wheeling will have the basketball after this media timeout. 4:58 to play in the third quarter. The Wheeling bench very excited as they have tied this ball game at 31. We'll be back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Your holiday grocery shopping just got easier this week with the low, low prices you'll find at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA bone-in turkey breast is just $2.49 a pound. The large 52-ounce carton of Florida's natural orange juice is only $2.99. Two large 40-ounce cans of Bruce's Cutty Yams are just $6. And Marie Callender pies are specially priced at only $5.99. Everyone at Allen's IGA would like to wish you a happy holiday season. IGA.
Morehead State and Wheeling all square with 4:58 to go in quarter number three here at Johnson Arena on Education Day. Wheeling is counting this as an exhibition game. Morehead State, it's an actual regular season game, but you would not know that this was an exhibition the way Wheeling has played so far, Wes.
No, Wheeling is playing this as anything but an exhibition game. And, man, look at these kids. I love the stadium whenever you've got the kids here.
Bouncing up and down, loving the music, having a great time. Wheeling basketball, a chance to take the lead, I believe, for the first time this afternoon. Novick taps the ball away from Henderson. They go to the floor, a tie-up, and Wheeling will keep it. But good defense out on the edge by Novick there.
It's interesting. They had Henderson coming up to run that offensive set instead of Dalton. Dalton out on the wing.
I take it back. Wheeling did have the lead early in this game. So would not be their first lead. Led actually 6-2 in the early going before Morehead State got it going a bit. Dalton, 8 to shoot, has it at the free throw line. Kicks it far corner to Strayhorn. She'll drive the baseline against Novick. Novick blocks her shot and comes away with the loose ball. Novick quickly the other way in transition to Sekiaroli. Back out to Charles. She'll swing it to the left wing now to Soderlund. Couple of dribbles. Kicks it back out between the rings to Novick. Directing traffic. 13 to shoot. Holds the ball over her head. Now passes it to Charles. 8 to shoot. Charles on the left point. Working against Dalton. Gets it into the far corner to Novick. Catch and shoot. 3 right on the money. Novick now with 8 points. One shy of the lead for Morehead State as far as individual scoring in this game. Dalton gives it up out between the circles to Heinzman. Down low to Fairman, left wide open, and she'll lay it up and in. 34-33, the Eagle lead. Just under 3.5 minutes to play in the third. Charles out to Novick between the circles, standing in the logo. Bounce pass to Charles near the right hash. She'll drive. Jump stop, kicks it back out to Novick. Pass over to Soderlund, 9 to shoot. Entry pass on the bounce to King. Kicks it out to Sekiaroli, left wing. 2 to shoot. Step back 3. Off the mark, no. And a shot clock violation as that shot did not catch iron.
It's something very subtle that worked on the last possession but didn't on this one. But Novick, as a freshman, showed some great composure, coming down, settling everybody down, moving them into the offense, telling them where to be, and get them to take a deep breath, right? It's like, get into the offense, stop just freestyling.
Eagles will again extend the pressure defensively full court. Rogers tries to get it inbounds to Henderson, but it's swatted from behind, out of bounds by Novick. And so the inbound will move to the near sideline to our right. Or to our left, excuse me. Directionally challenged this early in the day. And I think we're at a shot or a game clock issue. And they got that resolved. Dalton takes the inbounds pass, works it across midcourt against Charles. Gives it to DePlaga, out to Rogers between the rings, now right wing to Henderson. Works against Novick to DePlaga. Wide right to Rogers, tries to drive around Rhodes. Can't do it, kicks it far side to Henderson. Baseline pull-up jumper, may have been deflected by Novick. It's no good, Wilson's put back an air ball, and here comes Novick for Morehead State the other way in a hurry to Soderlund on the right wing, and an offensive foul called against Novick as she ran over Kenzie Dalton, and Dalton slow to get back up.
Boy, if you're Wheeling, Wilson has got to finish that wide open layup. She faded away on it, even with a smaller defender in front of her, and missed. That was a huge basket. Could have been a huge basket.
Dalton a little bit shaken up. We'll get a breather as Gracie Fairman checks back in. Fairman has played admirably for much of this game, with Dalton spending most of the first half in foul trouble. Henderson now gets it out to Rogers between the rings. High left to DePlaga. Finds Rogers on the give and go. Rogers scores, draws the foul, and will get a free throw and a chance to extend the Wheeling lead as they just went back up 35-34, their first lead since the very early stages of this game. 2:18 to play, third quarter.
It's okay that you forgot that they had a lead early in the game. I mean, you were basically having breakfast at the time.
Or dreaming about it, at least. Rodgers completes the old-fashioned three-point play. It's 36-34, Cardinals. Novick brings it across midcourt, floats to her left along the arc. Now back out to the right a couple of steps. Picks up her dribble, gets it to Charles with 15 to shoot. Charles drives right side of the lane. High scoop off the back of the iron. No good. Blessing King's put back way too strong. And Duplaga, the carom for the Cardinals. She'll bring it across midcourt herself. Now to Rogers. Quickly to Wilson at the left elbow. Back to Rogers. Catch and shoot. Left wing three off the front of the iron. No good. And Soderlund the rebound. She'll dribble it the other way for the Eagles. Crosses midcourt. Now floats over near the right hash. Has to retreat. Kicks it out to Novick. Novick, left-handed dribble, comes down the arc to the left side. Now back up to the top of the arc, into the key. Now to Haley Rhodes, left side of the lane. Offensive foul. That could have easily been called a flop. Fairman drew the foul.
Not a foul. It could have easily been called a flop.
And will receive an Academy Award nomination. Fairman running the point now. We'll work it across the division line against Charles. Underhands it high right to Henderson, working against Novick. Now out to Duplaga between the rings. Working against Soderlund. Comes around a screen. Picks up her dribble inside the arc right side. Finds the cutting Rogers in the lane. Puts it up. Bounces around. Won't fall. Novick comes crashing in for the rebound. Excuse me, Michaela Hall. Nope, that's Novick. Novick with the rebound and a foul call on West Virginia, Wheeling, West Virginia. See who that's against. Briley Rogers. Eagles have missed 10 of their last 11 field goal tries as they have possession here. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Charles thought about the straightaway three, instead passes it up and has the ball tipped away by Henderson. And timeout being called. Let's see who will have possession. Again, Wes, it didn't look like anybody had total possession, but they award a timeout. We'll go to Morehead State, apparently. So the Eagles will have the basketball after this timeout. We'll keep it here. It's a 30-second timeout.
1-1 in those situations now. Each team's had one of those that allowed them to maintain possession.
Yep.
But, Henderson thought she had an easy pass out to one of her teammates from the floor there. She forgot that B. Charles was B. Charles. She's not giving up that easily on that ball.
For those who don't remember, Veronica was the OVC Defensive Player of the Year a season ago. In her first season in Morehead State blue and gold.
It's been interesting to see Coach Tham the last two timeouts is running the huddle, designing the play, and getting them out. So, of course, if you're a head coach, there's learning opportunities. Mm-hmm. I mean, but Stam's an established coach, knows what he's doing.
So this is Stam.
Good to see.
From Russia on the Morehead State coaching staff. So it isn't just the player roster that has that international flavor. It's also on the coaching staff now.
And on that last possession over here, Rogers was ready to go. She was clapping her hands and screaming for the ball. She was, boy, if they'd have gotten it to her, she was wide open. She had another wide open three.
40.5 seconds remain here in the third quarter. And Wheeling, the Division II rival for Morehead State today with the two-point lead. Extended this, I guess, to a full timeout, but we're a little too deep to throw it to a break now.
Right.
Quick Whitaker Bank by the numbers, just to give you an idea how rough it's been as far as the sledding here in the third quarter. Morehead State, 0 of its last 4 from the field, 1 of its last 11, 3 turnovers over the last 3 minutes and 18 seconds, and the scoring drought has lasted that long as well. So the Eagles desperately need to put some points on the board, being outscored here in quarter number 3, 12-7 with just over 40 seconds to go.
I'm sorry, Tom, I'm distracted. I can't help but watch Beaker dancing to Moana here. This is abnormal. It's just mesmerizing. I hope everybody can hear the music on the radio so I don't sound like a moron. Oh, who am I kidding? I will anyway.
What does hearing the music on the radio have to do with that?
Right. Oh, jeez. Kids are loving it, though.
Yep. Again, Education Day. A lot of elementary school students here watching this game, or at least in attendance. I don't know how closely they're watching the game at times, but they're having fun. Morehead State basketball, 5 on the shot clock. Charles out of a double team, tries to get it to Soderlund, picks it up on the baseline, off the mark, but a put back by Novick, also no good. Her second try, no good. Blessing King, the offensive board. Out to Soderlund, and the Eagles will reset. 15 seconds to play in the quarter, shot clock down to 8. Charles drives, finds King, nicely done as King puts it off the window and through. Wheeling the ball, 4 seconds to play in the quarter. Fairman, pull-up jumper just inside the free throw line, no good. Wilson's putback, also no good. And so quite a flurry to end the third quarter, and we will go to the third quarter break. All square, 36-36. Back with our final stanza after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Tight ball game here on Education Day at Morehead State's Johnson Arena. Three quarters in the books. Morehead State leading Wheeling University, or not leading them, tied with them 36-36. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. And Wes, Whitaker Bank by the numbers. Morehead State 17 points in the first 10 minutes, only 19 points in the next 20.
Whew. That's not good, Tom.
No.
For those at home, if you're not familiar, that's not good.
Eagles do have the ball as we start the final quarter. Novick into the front court, gives high left to Haley Rhodes. One bounce, hands it off to Soderlund. Charles will curl out to take it on the right point. Guarded closely by Fairman. Now Haley Rhodes drives left side of the lane. A defender goes to the floor, no call. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around. King corrals it out to Charles to Novick. Pull-up jumper, free throw line off the front of the iron. No. And Fairman the rebound. She'll work it ahead. Comes right side as she crosses midcourt. Guarded out on the perimeter by Charles closely. 5 seconds. Great actually a timeout called by Wheeling. They got the timeout before the five-second call. And we will go ahead and take a timeout as well. We've only played less than a minute in the fourth quarter, but timeout. And we are still tied, 36-36, Morehead State and Wheeling, here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena on the campus of Morehead State University, women's college basketball matinee style today, and it's been a close one, 36-36, Morehead State and Wheeling, West Virginia, 9:18 left in regulation. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, it's kind of perplexing, I guess.
I'll say it this way. If you saw this game or were listening to this game and it was the middle of the second quarter, you'd be like, hey, that's a pretty good game.
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's not the middle of the second quarter, Tom. It's a couple of minutes into the fourth.
Wheeling with the basketball inbounds, tapped away momentarily, but Fairman corrals it, gives it to Briley Rogers out between the rings, floats it to Wilson at the free throw line, right back to Rogers. She'll dribble left side, underhand it to Henderson. Henderson, top of the arc, pass deflected into the backcourt by Soderlund, and Fairman will track it down, but a shot clock violation as Wheeling really never got into an offense that time.
Now, that's the first time they have looked confused. MSU has made a change on how they're playing defense. They are jumping into the lane, and they are creating traps on the wing.
The answer to that is their starting point guard, Kenzie Dalton, checks back into the game. Morehead State with the ball offensively, though, to our left. Charles, skip pass to Soderlund, high left side to Novick. One bounce. Cross court to Charles near the right hash. One dribble. Skip pass back over to Novick on the left wing to Haley Rhodes. Pull-up jumper from about 14 on the baseline. No good. Ball saved back in bounds by Wheeling, but right to Blessing King, who was wide open underneath, and she lays it in. Eagle lead. Now two on the other end, a near turnover, and it is a turnover as the pass was too far. Got saved back in, but again, Morehead State with the basketball. Novick left wide open for a three, but it's way off the mark to the right. Got her own carom, though. Shot clock at 16 as she gets it to Charles, to Soderlund at the right half. She'll rotate back out top, gives it to Haley Rhodes. Novick now works the baseline. Got around her first defender. Wilson came over to block her shot, but also got some body, and so Novick will get two free throws after that foul on Rachel Wilson.
I believe that's three on Wilson, and she was playing good. I did not see that.
It's actually her fourth.
To be fair, is that four? Oh.
Yep, four on her, first of the quarter on the Cardinals. And Novick now at the free throw line. Katie, a quiet 8 points so far today and seven rebounds, but does not have an assist. Misses her first free throw. Katie came into this game the leading assist provider in the OVC, has had at least four assists in every game so far this season, but does not have one so far today as she makes the second free throw.
Wilson on the bench is a big, big loss, Tom. I mean, more so. You know, her stats don't look great on there. She has been really patrolling that middle for Wheeling and done a great job of it so far.
Seven rebounds to lead Wheeling. Inbounds pass nearly stolen by Soderlund, but deflected right back into the hands of Fairman, who walks it across midcourt, still dogged by Soderlund. Picks up her dribble on the left point. In trouble. Gets it to Strayhorn finally. Guarded out near the hash by Secchiaroli. Gets around her with a crossover dribble. Kicks to Duplaga. Three-pointer rims in and out. And Charles, the rebound for Morehead State, will come the other way with the dribble. Lost control. Went to the floor. Able to swat the ball to Soderlund, though. Nicely done by Veronica to avoid a turnover. Now Secchiaroli underhands it to Charles. And a foul coming on Kenzie Dalton of Wheeling. That's her third. Second of the quarter on the Cardinals. Secchiaroli will inbound at the Morehead State bench to our left. Comes into Charles. Picks up her dribble on the right point. Bounce pass to Secchiaroli outside the apex of the arc. Back to Charles. She'll work the left side. Gets it on the baseline, but her pass underneath intended for Haley Rhodes is taken away by Duplaga. Ahead to Dalton, working against Soderlund. Back out to Fairman. Misses the three-pointer too short. And Haley Rhodes the rebound for Morehead State. She'll come the other way in a hurry. Finds Blessing King cutting from the right side. Misses the shot, but gets whacked in the process and will get two free throws.
Tom, on defense, this is what Morehead State should have looked like all day.
Yeah.
All right, they have really been smothering on Wheeling these last three possessions. Looked great on D.
Strayhorn's third personal foul will send King to the free throw line. King on the day. Typical Blessing King stat line, 4 points, but 12 rebounds.
She added a couple assists in there today, too.
Yep. Solid floor game by Blessing King. Leads the OVC in offensive rebounding. Misses the first of two free throws, though. She's second in the OVC in total rebounding and might move up that chart, that extra spot, after today's effort. Second free throw. High arcing off the right side of the rim. No good. Rogers the rebound for the Cardinals. Gets it to Dalton, who comes across midcourt. Chest pass to Fairman. Now it's Duplaga on the left point. Wide right to Rogers. Catch and shoot three off the back of the iron. No good. King, another rebound for MSU. Her 13th in transition to Haley Rhodes. She'll pass it back out to Charles, though, to Soderlund. Back to Charles. High left. Now to Secchiaroli around near the right hash to Soderlund. She'll walk it back up the arc. Bounce pass right elbow to King. Works it in, kicks it back out to Soderlund. Backs up for a three off the back of the iron. No good. Charles comes in for the floor rebound. And I think Morehead State's going to be whistled for a foul.
Oh, Morehead State.
Did not see that. I believe that's against Haley Rhodes. That's her fourth. Only the first of the quarter on the Eagles. Soderlund goes to the bench. Novick back on for the Eagles.
That's a technical. Maybe.
Apparently not today.
Nope. Okay.
And a whistle before we get back to action. Another substitution coming for Wheeling as Heinzman goes to the bench and Katie Colbank back on. And a whistle before the inbounds. And Hannah Engel and Chris Collins, two of our officials, conferring about something. And we'll get back to action. Briley Rogers will trigger the inbound on the baseline to our left. Cardinals come 94 feet. Again, full court pressure by Morehead State. And a technical foul has been called against the Morehead State bench. Eagles up 39-36. 6:05 to go, and Wheeling will have a chance to add to its lead here as Briley Rogers goes to the free throw line, makes the first of two free throws on the technical foul. Second one up, also good.
Boy, the free throws is a weapon, Tom.
9 of 9 from the stripe on the day.
Do not underestimate how important it is to be able to hit free throws.
39-38. And Wheeling keeps the basketball after the technical foul. Dalton. Now it's Holbrook in the lane. Scoops it up with the left hand off the glass and good. And it's now 40-39 Wheeling. Scoreboard showing a tie game. I'm pretty sure Wheeling's got the 1-point lead. Sekiaroli out top to Novick between the rings. One bounce, now to Charles, wide left. Out to Haley Rhodes on the right point to Sekiaroli, around to Charles, left wing. Fakes the shot, drives against Rogers, and Rogers bumps her as she tried to go baseline. Actually, that's going to go, yes, that is on Rogers, excuse me. That's number 3 on Rogers. Fourth of the quarter on the cards.
There's a lot of discussion in a lot of different directions right now between officials, players, coaches.
This may have to do with the score. The clock and the scoreboard here at Johnson Arena showing a tie game, but Wes, I'm pretty sure, and the computer stats reflect Wheeling up by 140-39. I think that's right.
As long as the score was not wrong 2 minutes ago, as I've been watching, it should be 40.
And they do now have 40 on the board here as well for the Cardinals. Morehead State will have the basketball. Novick will trigger from the baseline here on the near side. Gets it into Rhodes. Hands it right back to Novick. Spin move in the lane, left-handed. Underhanded shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. Morehead State will keep it. Sekiaroli kicks it right point to Charles. Puts it on the floor. Gets a high screen from King, and then a whistle and a foul coming up on Rogers of Wheeling. That's her fourth. She leads the way with 14 points on the day for the Cardinals.
Boy, I kind of agree with her on that one. You're allowed to be in front of the offensive player. I mean, she slid around the screen, and they switched.
She will go to the bench. Henderson back on to replace her. And V. Charles will go to the line for two as that foul puts Morehead State in the bonus.
Kowalska has done a great job with this team today in making adjustments, so I am not doubting her. But at the same time, man, 5 minutes left. I think I might have had to leave Rogers out there, especially in a game. It's an exhibition, but we got a chance to win.
Charles misses the first of two free throws. Second one up. It's good.
And speaking of which, look what we got.
Rogers right back on. And Henderson will go back to the bench.
I'm sure Coach Kowalska just heard me on that.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like, Wes said I need to put her back in. Yeah, let's do that.
They've got the radio on over there. So they know who to seek information from. Full court pressure. And Kenzie Dalton up to the task, gets it across midcourt, gives it to Fairman. Now to DePlaga, to Rogers. She'll shoot from about 28 straight away and nails it.
Bye.
43-40, Wheeling with the lead, Morehead State with the basketball, under 5 minutes to play. Charles, a three-pointer left side, Skims across the top of the rim, no good, and Wheeling will track down the rebound in the far corner. It's Duplaga, and she'll call a timeout to avoid a turnover. And we will go ahead and step out, as I think this will be extended to a media timeout. 4:43 to play here at Johnson Arena. Actually, they may not extend this. We did have that early timeout I forgot about here in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it here just in case. 43-40, Wheeling with the lead and the basketball, Wes.
And so that's what we had talked about early in that third quarter was, you know, Rogers has not gotten going yet, but she's had good looks. She just hadn't been able to drop them. Now, that last one, I don't think anybody thought she was going to pull it from 30.
No.
But, I mean, she is now starting to find a little bit of rhythm. Awfully dangerous. She had 2 points. She averages 14. You knew something was going to give.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, watching this Morehead State scoring effort, it's about like watching a water faucet freeze up. The Eagles, 17 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, 9 in the third, and only 4 more than halfway through the fourth. Wheeling basketball. Dalton working against Charles. Gets it across the division line. Comes around a high screen. Keeps her dribble. Stops at the top of the arc. Passes to Fairman. She'll work it back out between the rings. Gets around a high screen as she tries to shake Novick. Scoop. Shot no good. A lot of contact. Fight for the rebound. And I believe Blessing King is going to be credited with the rebound. And I'm not sure if it's a foul or...
He made the motion for a foul.
He did, and it will be. That will go against Katie Kohlbank. And that will put Blessing King at the line on the other end after her 14th rebound of this game. It has been very physical.
Thank you. Kohlbank has struggled a little bit in this game. I'd be surprised if Coach Kowalska doesn't either bring Wilson back or run that small lineup they had some real success with.
Yep. Yeah. So the Eagles down by 3, a chance to score with the clock stopped, but King cannot connect on the first free throw. She is now 0-3 from the stripe today. Came in shooting only 38.5% from the line. Second foul shot to come. High arcing shot. This one's good. Back to a two-point game. 43-41. Wheeling the lead and the ball. Full court pressure. Cardinals pass out of it. Rogers finds Kohlbank wide open underneath as they got behind the press. And they convert. 45-41. The Wheeling lead ticking down near the four-minute mark. Charles bounce pass right wing to Haley Rhodes out to Seki Aroli, around to Soderlund. She'll drive the angle, gets cut off, kicks it back out to Haley Rhodes straight away to Seki Aroli. She'll work the right side. Offensive foul as she runs over her defender.
Boy, and that was something we don't see very often. I mean, Mel passed up a wide open three, did not even look at the rim, was never a threat.
Well, dribble drive hasn't really been much of her offensive repertoire either. Full court pressure. Wheeling gets it inbounds. Dalton double team to tie up, and the Cardinals will keep it on the possession arrow.
Quick jump.
Yep. Wheeling will inbound far sideline near the Morehead State bench in the backcourt. Floated inbounds into the front court to Henderson. Puts down the dribble, working against Haley Rhodes. 3:38 to play, 17 to shoot for Wheeling, up by 4. Rogers, another 3-point try, left side, off the front of the iron, no. Blessing King, another rebound for Morehead State, number 15. To Charles, penetrates and gets cut off on the right side of the lane. Out to Seki Aroli, now out to Soderlund to reset. Back to Seki Aroli near the right hash. Underhands it there to Charles. To King at the right elbow, she'll drive against Kohlbank. And Kohlbank gets into the air and will be called for the foul. And that will put Blessing King back at the line. Only 1 of 4 from there today.
Rogers is starting to feel like she has Caitlin Clark range. Where's she pulling up from?
Blessing King, 5 points, 15 rebounds. First free throw in the air and good. Not a lot of rotation on that foul shot. A lot of arc, not much rotation. Second one in the air, off the iron, no. Rogers the rebound for Wheeling. So the Cards have the three-point lead and the leather.
You're a baseball guy. That's a whole lot of Tim Wakefield on those free throws.
Yeah. Or maybe the Steve Hamilton folly floater. Dalton,
ooh,
good penetration off the left side. Wide open look, lays it in. And it's back to a five-point Cardinal advantage, and Morehead State calls a timeout.
Yeah, just a blown rotation. Coaches do not want to see that again.
And this will be a full timeout, so we will step out. 2:50 to go here at Johnson Arena. Wheeling trying to pull off the upset, leading Morehead State 47-42. Back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
They came back to action a little bit early on us. Morehead State able to convert on a Haley Rhodes layup to cut the Wheeling lead to three. And on the other end, Wilson went to war down low against Blessing King. And King called for the personal foul. That was her first. And it will put Wilson at the line for two shots for Wheeling, trying to add back to its current three-point lead. Wilson has not shot a free throw today and is off the mark with this first one. That's the first missed free throw of the afternoon for Wheeling. They're now 9 of 10 from the stripe as a team. Whitaker Bank by the numbers. One more to come here for Wilson. 6'2 redshirt sophomore out of Carrollton, Georgia. It's in the air. Again, too strong. Rebound tracked down out high by Soderlund. She'll get it to Novick. Quickly the other way, drives the right side of the lane. Euro step, misses the scoop, put back by Haley Rhodes on the money. It's a one-point game, 47-46 Wheeling. Dalton behind the back dribble to get across the timeline against Veronica Charles. Gets around a high screen left side. Gets it to Heinzman, into the lane to Wilson. Kicks it far corner. Three-point try, no good by Fairman, and a whistle and a foul on the rebound as bodies are everywhere on the floor.
Five bodies on the floor.
That's going to go against Katie Novick of Morehead State. That is her third. and the fifth of the quarter on MSU. So free throws coming for Jackie Heinzman, who was slow to get up. She was one of the bodies that went to the floor. Heinzman now wearing a shoulder brace. If you'll recall, she was injured earlier in the game and was very slow to get back up. First free throw just barely catches iron. You can tell that that shoulder is in a lot of pain, as her stroke on that free throw was nowhere near what you would expect.
And Mike, you'll just go 9 of 9, keeping yourself in the game, and now 0 of 3.
Yeah, second one up. This one does crawl over the front of the rim. And back to a two-point advantage for the Cardinals, 48-46, 1:36 to play. Soderlund out to Charles between the rings, floats it to Rhodes, takes it into the lane, tried to get it to the cutting Novick, and a lot of contact and a foul coming on Wheeling down low. I believe that's going to go against Fairman.
Yeah, Fairman doesn't like it. That was a good call. She came right through the body on that one as the pass was coming in.
That will put Novick at the line. Heinzman with that tender shoulder checks out. Rogers back on for Wheeling. And another substitution as Colbank will replace Wilson. Novick could move into double figures if she can make one of these free throws. She's one of two at the stripe today. First one up, give her 10 points. Still without an assist today. She has at least four assists in every game this season for MSU, without one so far today. Second free throw, it's a big one. It's good, and we are tied at 48. The Cardinals handle the full court pressure. Henderson gets it into the front court and will float near the left hash. Talks to her head coach, Anya Kowalska. Underhands it to the curling Fairman. Now to Rogers. Wide right, guarded on the perimeter by Haley Rhodes. Gets a screen, tried to go pick and roll, but it wasn't there. Now Colbank, low block, works it in against Blessing King, can't get it to fall. Fight for the rebound, out of bounds, Morehead State will get possession. 1:02 to play.
I wonder what Kowalska saw at some point. Oh, they switched it. It's going Wheeling.
Oh, Wheeling will keep it.
But the last three possessions have been strictly post looks. Two for Wilson and one for Colbank.
So Fairman will trigger the inbounds baseline into Colbank, out to Rogers as we tick under the 1 minute mark. Fairman to Colbank. Low block extended. Pass intended for Rogers underneath, deflected away. And Morehead State has the steal. King to Novick. Eagles with the basketball. 20 to shoot, 41 to play in the fourth quarter. Tie game. Novick walks it back up the arc. Stops top of the arc. Gives to Rhodes. Drives, scoops with the left hand and scores. Eagles reclaim the lead. And we've got a whistle and a stoppage. And Morehead State's Veronica Charles is going to be called for a reach-in foul as the Eagles tried to dial up the pressure. And instead, Wheeling will go back to the line. Colbank will go to the bench. Wilson back on for the Cardinals.
Haley Rhodes coming up clutch. Three possessions, three left-handed drives, left side of the rim.
She leads Morehead State in scoring now with 13 on the day, 6 of 10 from the floor. At the line for the Cardinals is Kenzie Dalton, and she's short with the first free throw.
My goodness.
9 of their first 9, and now 1 for their last 4. Second one up, this one's good. And Morehead State calls a timeout as the Eagles will have possession with a one-point lead and 31.2 seconds to go, Wes.
1 second difference, shot, game clock. They don't have the ability of doing a trap or a press or something to create a quick turnover. They'll probably make a quick look at it, but I don't think they'll see it through. They'll wait till it gets across the half-court line and find a good foul candidate, which you wonder who's going to end up in there for MSU in just a couple of minutes, because I don't think you leave Blessing King out there.
No.
You're not going to put Mikayla Hall out there. You know, so you wonder what that lineup looks like. Should be ball handlers, should be your best free throw shooters, should all be on the floor, because they have to foul if they don't turn it over.
We bragged about Wheeling as a free throw shooting team. Came into this game shooting just shy of 77% as a team. You can't say the same about Morehead State. Only 65.4% as a team. And when you look at the roster, Veronica Charles is really solid, 85.7%. Beyond that, Paris McBride at 81.3%. We haven't seen her much at all today. The Eagles come out with Charles, Soderlund, Novick, Sekiaroli, and Haley Rhodes.
That's about the lineup we'd expect.
Yeah. Sekiaroli floats it inbounds to Novick. High left. Man-to-man defense. Sekiaroli takes it back from Novick. Wants to give it to Charles, but can't as she snowed under. Instead gets it to Haley Rhodes. 18 to play in the quarter. Rhodes with the basketball out to Novick. And she's fouled from behind by Heinzman reaching in. And that will put Katie Novick back at the free throw line with 12.8 seconds to play. And the Eagles up by one. Blessing King back onto the floor. Sekiaroli will go to the bench. And Briley Rogers back in for Wheeling, replacing Heinzman.
Little offensive-defensive substitution.
Mm-hmm. Novick, 11 points today, 3 of 4 from the strike, two huge ones right here. First one up, good.
Two-point
Eagle lead.
That's a big one. This one's even bigger.
Yep. Novick takes her time, puts it up, rims in and out. Rogers the rebound. It's a two-point game. Slapped out of bounds. Morehead State with that full court pressure. 9.1 seconds to go as Rogers will have to inbound right in front of the Morehead State bench.
I was wondering. I said, they've got one timeout. Why would you not use it to advance that ball?
And Wheeling will call the timeout. It will be a full timeout, but we'll keep it here as they may cut it short like they did the last one, Wes. So my question is, since they've already inbounded after the made free throw, or the free throw before, can they still advance it?
They should be able to
okay.
advance it.
I wasn't sure if already having inbounded it, if that negated the ability to do that.
Should be coach's choice, and they should be able to advance it on that. And I'm really surprised that they didn't immediately after that rebounds called timeout. Like that was really what I expected. So this will be interesting. They still have the full playbook open, so to speak. You got 2-point game, 9.1 seconds left. You can make an attempt at the rim, see if the defense collapses, look outside. You know, have Rogers, Dalton, somebody with a good jumper out there right. to take a last effort three if you need it. But you can still probe. You can still probe into that lane.
Rogers, the only member of the Wheeling roster that has made a triple today. She has hit two, but as a team, Wheeling only 2 of 17. Morehead State, 2 of 16.
Boy, how about 37 minutes of perfect free throw shooting
yeah.
and then missing, what, 4 in the last 3 minutes?
Rogers, the sharpshooter, will trigger the inbound. She'll get it into Dalton in the backcourt. She'll work it across the timeline against Charles. 4 to play. Ball deflected away. Novick with the steal coming the other way. And she's fouled from behind in desperation by Henderson. Huge steal by Morehead State before Wheeling was able to get a shot off.
And you were right. They were not able to advance the ball. That was a big difference having to pull it from that far up the court.
8/10 of a second to go. And Katie Novick will go to the line.
No timeouts left. This is only a heave
yep.
at this point.
I would think if you're Novick, you're half tempted. If you can make the first, you intentionally miss the second. First one is up, and she does can it. None of her teammates along the lane. 4 Wheeling Cardinals along the lane. In anticipation of a potential rebound and a desperation heave. Second free throw up. It's good, and that makes it a 4-point Morehead State advantage. 8/10 of a second to go. Inbounds comes to Rogers, and she's unable to get her shot off before the horn sounds. Morehead State survives, and probably no better way to put it, 43-39 over the Division II Wheeling Cardinals at Johnson Arena this afternoon. We'll take a break and come back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper, swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Survival. Morehead State surviving today against Wheeling, West Virginia, pulling out a 53-49 win in women's college basketball action today at Johnson Arena on Education Day. A lot of the students still in the stands doing some post-game festivities as well. But it was not easy. It was not pretty, Wes. And we said going in, Wheeling would want to play ugly basketball, and they got their wish.
They sure did. And, I mean, unfortunately for them, of course, at the end of the game, they're so good at the line. Missed four late ones. That's tough. They really struggled whenever the pressure got tight. I mean, it was hard those last 2 minutes. They really could have come out with that win. But, Tom, on a positive note for Morehead, I want to give an MVP. We don't normally give an MVP on the radio, but I'm going to. Going to today. Blessing King, because 15 rebounds, most importantly, 8 of them offensively. And how many points did we have? Second chance?
Second chance points. Morehead State 17, Wheeling 5.
My gosh, a 12-point advantage and 8 of those offensive rebounds, those extra possessions came from Blessing King. So kudos to her. That was a big game for her.
And the Eagles dialing up the defensive pressure late there in the fourth quarter. Really stymied Wheeling. The Cardinals went the last 2 minutes, 56 seconds without a field goal. And then, as you mentioned, also started struggling from the free throw line. They hit their first 9 in this game and only made 1 of their last 6 from the free throw line. And that was huge, as they were unable to hold on, had the late lead, and Morehead State able to claw back and escape today with a victory.
Escape. That's a good word to describe it on this one today, Tom.
53-49 the final. We'll step out, come back, and take a look at some of the final numbers a little bit more after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Plumbingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
Never a bad time to count your blessings. One of our blessings is being able to serve you. Thanks for the opportunity. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Your holiday grocery shopping just got easier this week with the low prices you'll find at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. Our family USDA spiral sliced half ham is specially priced for only $2.49 a pound. Bob Evans family pack sides are just $4.49. Sara Lee classic cherry or strawberry cheesecake is only $5. And Ben's original ready rice is just $3. Everyone at Allen's IGA would like to wish you a happy holiday season. IGA.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena on the campus of Moorhead State University as we recap today's 53-49 Moorhead State win over the Wheeling University Cardinals in women's college basketball. It was not pretty at times. It certainly was not easy, but Moorhead State holds on for the victory this afternoon. On the day, Wheeling 18 of 52 from the field, 34.6%, held without a point or at least a field goal over the last 2 minutes 56 seconds, only 2 of 17 from three-point land, and 11 of 15 from the free throw line. Moorhead State really struggled shooting the ball today as well, 17 of 59, that's only 28.8% from the floor, and a meager 2 of 16 from outside the arc, 17 of 27 from the free throw line, 63%. In the rebounding category, Moorhead State 44, Wheeling 36, so plus 8 for MSU. Turnovers 18 against Wheeling, 14 against Moorhead State. Leading the way scoring-wise for Wheeling today, only one player in double figures. That was Briley Rogers with 17 points. 8 points apiece for Strayhorn and Fairman. 7 points for Dalton. 4 points for Colbank. And 2 points for Wilson. 1 for Heinzman. For Moorhead State, three players score in double figures today, led by Katie Novick's 14 points. 13 for Haley Rhodes, who had a really solid day, especially offensively on the low post. And 10 points for Veronica Charles. As Wes mentioned earlier, 15 monster rebounds for Blessing King, including 8 on the offensive end. Finishing out the scoring for Moorhead State, you had 6 points for King to go with those 15 rebounds, 5 points for Michaela Hall, who also had 6 boards today, 2 points for Barnes and for Secchi Aroli, and 1 point for Jaden Rhodes. Again, the final score, 53-49. Moorhead State outlasts Wheeling. We'll come back after one more break and wrap things up after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
.53-49, Moorhead State holds on to beat the Wheeling West Virginia Cardinals today at Johnson Arena on Education Day as the elementary school kids are now filing out after an exciting day of basketball and an MSU win. With the victory, MSU improves to 4-5 on the year, and Wheeling, with its second straight loss, falls to 8-2. MSU's women will be back in action just 2 days from now on Wednesday as they will travel to the Yum Center in Louisville to take on the 19th-ranked Louisville Cardinals. That game will tip off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday. Pre-game will begin at about 3:45 here along the ESN. For my partner Wes Holland and our studio engineer and producer Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Thanks so much for listening. Again, your final score, Moorhead State 53, Wheeling 49. So long from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Moorhead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Moorhead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Tune in all season long for Moorhead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.